Blog Talk Radio. Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Neil Baker Psychic Hour. I'm Kristen, and Neil and I are here this morning to take your calls for on-air readings and discuss traits that a soul brings up with them in the astral realm. But I think today what we're going to do is take a caller first and then get into our discussion. Sometimes we do switch things around, so we're going to be getting to our callers in just a moment. We want to invite those of you that are listening and calling our show to follow us on Blog Talk Radio. Also, join us on Facebook. Neil Baker Psychic and Neil and Kristen Baker are the accounts. And you may send us a friend request or follow us on the Neil and Kristen Baker account, and you can like the Neil Baker Psychic account. And just, you know, the way we use Facebook, we're really not too much about our personal lives. This is generally about our psychic work, our numerology book that we're writing. So that's our content that we're offering. It's not really, if you send us a friend request, we're not posting the pictures of our daily activities. So if you want to stay connected to our work, that's how you would do that. And for further conversation, 562-596-7818, that is further conversation than the radio show can accommodate. Call in number 914-338-0164. Let's bring on our caller, and then we'll get into our discussion. And we have a caller from 501. Who's this? Hello, 501. They're not there. Caller, are you there? Last chance. Okay, I'm going to disconnect them. Okay, maybe we're going to be discussing our topic first.
Do we have a caller?
We had someone else, but they dropped. So we're going to talk first and see if some people come in.
Sure. What traits do... Well, I don't know if the word
traits. Well, because
really...
I was thinking about this morning, and you had said traits, I think, originally when we planned the topic, right? That's what you said.
Okay.
No. Oh, we have our caller back. Let's take the caller, and then, because I had a comment about the traits idea, you know, really. Okay. But anyway, hi, 501. We tried to bring you on before.
Hi.
Did you not hear us?
Yes, I did. My brain was frozen and I couldn't unmute myself.
Oh, I know how that happens. Could you talk louder, because I'm at full volume on my computer, and we're not hearing you very well.
Okay, is that better? Is that better?
That's somewhat better, a little bit, yeah.
Awesome. Okay, great. I am Lamora.
What's your name?
From Arkansas.
Lamorla again. Hi.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And your birth date again, Lamorla?
8/23/71.
Okay, what's going on?
No real thing. That's just something going. Is there anything going on crazy in the energy? Seems like everything's been real high to the max lately. And it's one no.
Oh, for you?
Is there anything you can read them? Yes.
Well, that's, I mean, exciting, right?
What? I couldn't hear that. What?
You're not hearing her.
Not
She's
really.
Asking. She says things have been really intense in her life.
Uh-huh.
Lately, and she's wondering why that is. Is there a specific reason? She's, what did I add that up right? 31.4. 823.71, right?
Yes.
And you're 45?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, sometimes, Lamora, what happens...
Lamorla.
Well, how do you spell it?
L-A-M-O-R-L-A, right?
Yes.
Okay. So, what... Sometimes what happens when we go, as we move through life, we find that we experience situations that were common to us in our growing up years. In other words, our house, when we were living in the household and we were under mom and dad, or maybe it was divorce or something. But the household situation that we grew up in sometimes tends to follow us in themes. So there can be complications, conflicts in relationship departments or job situations, things like that. Now, you may have a crossover, Lamorla, between job and relationship. So currently,
absolutely.
Yeah. So in job and relationship, now, the way the we tend to analyze that, not all the times, but I think as I'm picking up your energy today, we would quickly, just briefly, but quickly go back to your years growing up. Was your house, to your recollection, was there any turmoil in the home? I mean, every home has some turmoil, but as far as your personal experiences was concerned, was there turmoil in your very young childhood years?
Yeah, I think it was mostly due to my mother being ill, and we moved around a lot. Had to go stay with relatives when she was hospitalized and things like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do you have a birth date for your mother? That might be interesting to look at.
Yes, it's a 6/28/56.
56, so well, 8, 9, 10, 16... 26, 37, 10, 1, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And going backwards, look, it's her day, Lamorla, just real quick, 28 is actually your month and first day of your day, 8/2.
Yeah.
Wow. Ain't that something?
Yeah.
And the fact that your mother was a 37 in her karma, you actually have a 3 and a 7 in your, throughout your birthday.
Yeah, that's right.
So the maternal, you know, your maternal influence when you most needed, you know, a mother is a strong matriarchal figure. They're supposed to be strong and keep the home together, and you rely on them. Due to your mother's illness, whatever it may have been, it caused turmoil, not only within the maternal structure of the home, but obviously you guys moved around a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So that puts in you, now whether that was karmic or something produced by a past life, the immediacy of the impact on your current consciousness is still a sort of dent in the energy. So what it does is during your very informative years, you establish a sense of instability within relationship. And instability within job and location and things like that. And until we finally get through that turmoil, which for some could be a matter of years, others a lifetime, we tend to experience and recreate that kind of unstable environment. Was your father compromised at all during that period? Did he fill the shoes of both mother and father, or was he also... vacant?
No,
or...
he wasn't around. It was grandparents. They took on us.
So that's what I anticipated, that you would tell me your father really wasn't around. So what you see, so you had to overextend the immediate role of mother and father and find out that the older generation, the grandparents came in, which is thank God they were there, but it sort of leaves you in a remote position of this immediacy, which I think gets down to the idea of job and relationships. Because basically, grandparents, they're done with their job. They're not looking for relationships. And they're kind of settled, retired, so to speak. But if they're called upon to fulfill the role of mother and father, well, then that takes a certain special assignment. So you actually on a special assignment of karma is what we're dealing with. You're 45 years old right now. And you're basically 14 years beyond the age of 31, at which time you would have, at the age of 31, you would have had another break in your life that would have been part of what you're in right now. Did that actually happen? Was there a dramatic situation at that time in your life?
At 31, I went through a job change. I think I had been married about a year.
So that's it. 14 years, you said, Neil?
Yeah, that was 14 years ago.
And you know what's interesting is that our age is 3 and then our century is 14. So went across. She says that. What was I going to say? But do you remember talking to Lamorla the other day and you had told her about being kind of chosen, anointed to do the type of work she's doing? What was that work again, Lamorla?
I'm an energy healer.
You're an energy healer, but was it a different job? I don't.
Oh yes, I was talking about my current job being really, really toxic, and and wanting to change.
And the current job is what? Is it with kids? Am I remembering correctly?
Yes, I work with kids that commit crimes.
Yeah, she works with kids that commit crimes, and she was having some frustration about her job. So, and you had told her she was, you know, this was work she was supposed to be doing, that she was really sent to do this type of work. So to keep, you know, faithful and move forward.
Well, anyone who either is appointed, anointed, or self-elected to be an energy healer, and they come with a good attitude, ethics and morals and good intention, that's a blessing. I mean, that's showing that you care. And I think that is part of the process of connecting with people in a way that has a higher sense of transcendence. That doesn't mean that you're not going to be conflicted with karma, because karma is a very objective energy. It's a crime and punishment type of thing, reward and punishment system based on past life energy. And your energy is such that you actually, in a past life, Lamorla, you actually were very high energy at one point. So imagine that in a past life, you were very powerful, you were very high-minded, you were very wealthy, and very accomplished.
Wow.
What brought that down was a relationship. Now, that was back then. We're going into a past life. That was back then. And just like, you know, we have these people, powerful politicians that are brought down by sexual scandal. There was something back there in your deeper past that left a scar that brought you into this lifetime experiencing the conflicts that you had and have. You said you were married. Did that marriage end up in a divorce? I don't recall.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. And when were you divorced? What year?
I was born in 71.
No. Divorce. I'm sorry. I'm like way too far away from
divorce.
The microphone
divorce,
here.
Divorce. 2006.
2006. Which was 10 years ago. She was
35 years ago.
She was 35 years old. She wasn't 30.
Yes,
2006 was 35 years ago.
Yeah.
He was really living far.
35 years ago. You were 35 years. But you see, your master number is 31 equals 4. So 4 years beyond 31 is 35 when you have your divorce. So
that's interesting.
Now, this is all part of the karmic translation in your birth date number. So what it does is quickly, it brings us up to the present moment, Lamorla, which helps to establish the premise as to why we're here with you, why you're here with us, talking about this.
Right.
So we're establishing a premise. Now, moving over to a higher zone of energy, to where you have fulfillment in relationship and fulfillment in your job, it's a deeper conversation. I think that we could probably establish some basis for it in bits and pieces on a radio show, it probably mm-hmm. will require something more at length
than
what we can accommodate
yeah.
in a short reading. But the right. but grasping the foundation of a problem is part of solving the problem. And
right.
so I can tell you this before we move on to the next caller. Do I believe that you will move past this drama and find fulfillment?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Not optimistically okay. speaking, like I'm trying to give you a pep talk, but karmically
right.
speaking, I think it's in your energy field to repair. That's why the 71 in your year equals the 8 in your month. It's a way to repair this energy due to the fact that it was bound to be broken up. So,
gotcha.
You know, maybe we can further investigate this at another radio call, or you could speak
okay.
to us privately.
Okay.
But regardless okay. of what it is, we're on a path of some form of restitution and
mm-hmm.
involving yourself in a higher zone. To get into the more details would require a little bit more time.
Okay, Lamorla. Well, thanks for checking in.
Thank you all. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye. Okay, 914 is our next, then 216, and we'll get to our discussion soon. Oh, we've got another caller, 6132, so who knows if we're going to ever get to our topic. Who's this, please?
Hello. Hi, yes. How are you? Thank you for taking my call today, both of you. Thank you.
You're welcome. Your voice is so, it's a very feminine and soft voice, but also hard to hear. So could you speak
I'm
your
sorry.
Are you on a headset?
No, I don't know. Is that better?
A little. I mean, talk right into the receiver because we won't be able to do the reading if we can't hear you, unfortunately, and you're fading in and out when you talk. What's your name?
My name is Catherine.
Catherine, have we spoken
yes.
with you before, Catherine?
I called a while back, yes.
Okay,
yes,
and your birthday?
Yes.
I don't recall.
6/26/75.
Okay, and what's your question?
I'm wondering about this project that I have. I've completed some of it, and I'm wondering if you see me either completing it again, just kind of on a small scale, or if you see it coming into a larger fruition, like with people coming on board to invest. To make it a little bit more robust.
Okay. So, all right. And you're 41 years old?
Mm-hmm.
Interesting, because her 626 is 14. So inverted, it's her age. Her karmic side equals her current age. So there's some, right? 626?
Yeah.
14.
Yes.
Yeah, that's your inverted age. So something's going on right now.
Catherine, I want you to really broaden your interpretation as to what I'm going to ask you. I want you to go as far as you can to find a way to address what I'm about to ask you. Okay, so even though it may not be immediately available to you in logic, I want you to try to stretch your mind into thinking how it could apply. What is your project? Does it have anything to do with children? Or if it doesn't, how indirectly could it involve children?
It's directly involving children, actually.
It's directly involved with children. Okay, what is it about?
Yeah. I'm sorry? I didn't.
So
I
that's
didn't
a good sign, because I don't
okay.
know your project. I don't know anything about your project, but the way that I'm speaking to higher energies and spirits is that they informed me that your project had to do with children. Now, without knowing all the details, I wasn't know how to address that part of it to you, so I kind of broadened the interpretation. But now that we've brought it more into focus, that it is directly involved with children, can you share with us what that is?
It's a creative outlet of how, basically, how children can heal. But done in a creative way.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You mean
heal
from domestic violence or trauma or what?
Both. Both, actually, both.
Well, mm-hmm. Catherine, I don't know if we've ever discussed this project before. If we did, I have no memory of it whatsoever. So the fact that a guide or angel or spirit or whatever informed me that it was about children, and your comment that it's a creative outlet to help children heal, that's a no-brainer. There's a connection there. So I'm going to tell you that from this standpoint, it's going to expand. You asked whether it would expand or not, or go on a larger scale and get more people involved. I think it will. So to bluntly answer your question, I think it will. Now, I don't know yet what, if anything, or maybe in the future, it hasn't appeared yet, but Philadelphia has something to do with this.
Wow.
I don't know what it is yet.
Is there anything related to Philadelphia that you can validate or?
The only thing I could think is I do have a friend that was there, actually two.
Huh, okay.
I've kind of worked with, and not kind of, I have worked with in the past on creative endeavors. I don't know, though, if there's, if it's with him to kind of ask him to come on board and finish it up. Could that be it?
Yeah, it could be. You know, I mean, it could be. The fact that we brought the location into attention and you address somebody that you know there would be a way for you to approach it and see where it goes, at least approach it and investigate it. But, you know, again, readings are brief here on the radio. We've established one that the basis of what your work is, which is helping children heal. So that was the psychic point. Two, Philadelphia, which you have at least one, if not two, references available in your mind. That's a psychic point. So we've established at least in a sampling of a reading some basis for validation towards your positive goals.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you. That's
thank
really
you, Catherine,
amazing.
For your call.
Thank you both. Thank you. Many blessings. Thank you.
Bye. Catherine can join us on Facebook and on Blog Talk Radio. We hope that she does so. 562-596-7818 is the number to call for further reading. And for today, 914-338-0164. Or I should say for this hour. That's our caller number. Okay. 216 is our next caller.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi there.
Who's
Hello.
This?
Can you hear me okay?
We can hear you. Yes. It's
perfect.
Exciting. Very exciting.
My name is Sharon, and my birth date is September 1st, 1965. Did you
okay.
need my time?
No. Mm-mm.
Okay.
No, that's not really important. 10, 20, and another 31-4, like Lamorla. Okay.
Okay.
Sharon, where are you calling from?
Ohio.
And have we spoken with you before, Sharon?
Oh, gosh, it was a while ago. Maybe
so we
over
have.
Here.
No, well, I
I'm
like
usually
to
working.
Whether we've
yeah,
a,
no,
a new
that's
reading
okay.
or
that's okay.
someone that we've
yeah.
spoken with.
Okay.
Okay,
yeah.
What's your question?
Well, my question is, I'm looking for career, job. If you see me, I'm trying to change careers. I'm working now, of course. I just got done with an interview, actually, on my lunch.
Well,
you seem to be an offer soon. I don't, it's so hard to say. So I've been interviewed at places where I think I did great and I didn't get the job. So
yeah.
it's, I can't even, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do.
I know. I took a
yeah.
half a day. It's just such a pain going between work. But anyhow, what do you see with that?
Okay. So you're 51 years old. Is that right?
Yes, ma'am. Yes. 51. Yeah.
Okay.
You know, Sharon, I want to step outside the circle for a minute and ask you a question. Did your mother ever do any volunteer work on any level with the community? I don't care how small, but did she ever do any volunteer work?
My grandmother did, and I lived with her for a long time, so she was like a mother.
Ah,
Okay, yeah.
She did lots of volunteer work. Oh, yeah. Yes.
Yeah, what... Now, would your grandmother ever have been even remotely associated with a library? Did she go to the library? Would she...
She did go occasionally. Yeah, I remember when I was little, we'd take the bus and go. She mostly did, like, she did volunteer for churches. She did all the paintings free for the churches and a lot of community stuff. But as far as libraries, it wasn't permanent. But every once in a while, yes, she would go to the library.
Well, you know what? Forgive me, but I tend to associate
question.
Sometimes libraries with art. Not only do they house books
point.
Of art.
She was an artist.
Very, very often you'll walk into a library.
Wait, okay, one at a time.
Go on.
I can't hear one at a time. Is there something you wanted to say, Sharon, before Neil goes on?
No, go
okay,
on. I'll listen,
it's hard to hear. It's our audio is very faint, so if we can everybody waits till the other finishes, it will make it easier to hear. Okay, go ahead, Neil.
Very often if you walk into a library, you'll see paintings. So it's a strange way to interpret the kind of volunteer work your grandmother did doing paintings for the church. But to me, libraries are like a church, and they certainly house spiritual information. So there's a connection there. Now, having said that, Sharon, I'm reluctantly inclined to comment that you probably not only did well on the interview, but are up to one of the top contenders. So there's a chance you just may get this job. Now, have you ever had throughout your whole life any kind of work where there was funding involved or banking or money?
I've done
that
my whole life. Yeah.
Oh, what is that?
That's what I've been in for 25 years, banking.
So was it a banking job interview? I mean, probably yes,
oh,
right?
This one, yes, it is. It's in a different area, though. I'm trying to go into a different – yes, it was. I won't
speak too
detailed.
Oh, okay. So you're changing, like departments, essentially.
Yes,
What type of banking specific?
Stocks and bonds, I mostly
do. What type of banking specifically
–
let me finish. What type of banking specifically are you moving from and trying to move into?
More like human resources.
Human resources. And what were you doing before?
I did the investments and I worked with all the clients.
Okay.
Yeah. I think, well, you see, I don't remember you. I don't know you.
I don't remember her either. I mean,
Sharon, for me to get
your details,
to the,
I don't remember.
For us to get to the accuracy of a couple of things here in a short reading is enlightening and encouraging. I think that the human resources that you're attempting to merge into is almost a given. I'm really encouraged that by the signs of our reading that that's where you're going and that's what you're going to get.
That's exciting.
I didn't mean to interrupt you, by the way. I'm so sorry.
Oh, don't worry. It's hard to hear. Okay. It's hard to hear. Don't worry. Sharon can do is let us know what happens. We always like to hear back. So please do call us. Or if you want to talk further about this and maybe work on the energy, because, you know, it's often helpful. If you're in the process of something, working on the energy in a reading can help. Can help produce the results that you want.
I know.
So that's a suggestion too, Sharon.
But if not, Sharon, then the reading itself, it seems positive. We made some good connections and looks encouraging.
Yeah.
Thank you, both of you. Listen, you have a wonderful holiday. I know I took a half a day today, but have a wonderful day, both of you. Thank you so much. I'll listen to your other readings if you have some, okay?
Oh, thank you so much. I'll put you on mute.
Thank you. Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay. 613 is our next caller. And 262, if you'd like to speak with us, please press 1 because you don't have your hand raised. 613, hi. Who's this?
Hi, it's Sherry.
Sherry with a C or an
Hello?
H? Hi, with a C or an H?
It's S-H.
E-R-I or E-R-R-Y?
S-H-A-R-I.
Oh, I'm wrong on both counts. We're off to a great start. Okay, what city are you calling from, Sherry? And what's your birthday, please?
I'm calling from Ontario, Canada. And it's March 27th.
I'm sorry, we didn't hear the last. The year.
March 27th, 65.
65, okay. Should I have it upright?
336.
Okay, Sherry, what's your question?
I'm just in the job market, and I'm just wondering if you see anything coming on the horizon.
On the horizon in your job. And you're also, the last caller was the same age as you, 51 years old. 51
well,
years old.
The what? First of all, Sherry, what I'm seeing is you working in a situation where there's a lot of people there. So it's not like there's two or three people. There seems to be a lot of people. First of all, just say yes or no. Just yes or no. Are you seeking employment in an establishment that would employ a lot of people or that it would employ a few people?
Either or.
Okay. Then let's right now tend to sway over to the larger
populated job
than the smaller. Because I kind of see you, I don't know, you know, if it's going to manifest yet or not, but I kind of see you entering a tall building where there's a lot of people. Now, question two, if you were to gain employment in a larger sense, would it necessarily involve a larger or taller building?
It could, yes.
Okay, so I know you're talking sort of probabilities, but this is where I'm seeing right now. And the other thing, you know, as I'm moving around your world, I don't know where this is located, but I'm seeing, I don't even know why I'm seeing this currently, because it doesn't seem to be in connection to your immediate question, but I'm seeing an animal around you. Do you have a pet, or was there a pet that crossed over?
I have pets, and I've had pets cross over as well.
Okay, so you're a pet person. Not everybody's a pet person, but you're a pet person. Now, the pet that you have in the last year, has that pet been to the animal doctor at all?
Pardon me?
Has your pet been seen by a vet? How long was the time frame?
Within a year.
Within a year. Has your pet been to the vet? Any health issues? Any vet visits?
No.
In the last year, there's been no veterinary.
No vet. Well, how far back do we go, Sherry, where your pet had to be taken to the hospital or to a veterinarian?
She's never been sick.
Yeah, but do you give for shots, et cetera, et cetera? I mean, maintenance of a pet usually.
Yeah.
Veterinary visits.
Yeah.
Okay, so, you know, and I want to ask you something else. Is there anybody in your family or anybody in your far background of your family that was ever involved in nursing, doctors, medical field?
No.
Okay, so what I'm seeing then is that this building, this tall building, is near, in the vicinity of a hospital. Now, this has nothing to do with your state of health or your pets. That's not where I was going. I'm trying to locate through some journey of sorts, where this building is located, to your knowledge, any of these taller possibility of buildings, are they anywhere near a hospital in the vicinity of?
I'm not really sure. Like, I've applied for some jobs online, but I don't know where, like, the projects would be.
Okay, that's okay. What kind of job are you looking for?
I was working in commercial design and move coordination and things like that for clients that have a lot of employees.
Okay, so the establishment where the client has a lot of employees is, I think, where you're going. If you want to really check out, I don't know if you can do it online, in the surrounding area, if any of those buildings would be within 5-mile radius of a major hospital, do so. Why a hospital?
Okay.
I don't know. You know, the creative designing and whatnot is, like I said, the reading isn't about anything about sickness. So don't start getting paranoid about that. I don't know why I'm drawing these allusions to some of the situations that you're a little bit vague on. There might be a reason for it. You know, when we look at the geography of our job opportunities, we look at tribal, things that are tribal. Creative design, what would you specifically, really quickly, can you describe to me what you do as a creative designer?
I lay out furniture, like for groups, for departments, and do space planning. You know, like how many people can fit in this, you know, how in this certain, you know, certain amount of space. And I do also choosing colors and things like that, choosing, like working
is
with furniture companies, you know.
Is it feasible, Jerry, for you to do that with a doctor's office or a hospital, just as a job?
Yes, it would be.
Okay.
There it
so
is.
So now that I'm kind of trying to struggle through this for you, I'm starting to see that you're going to be working in designing a doctor's office, a veterinarian's office, or a hospital in terms of what you specifically do. And the psychology of a, you know, I'll tell you something real quickly. Veterinarian offices need to be more animal friendly so that when they walk in, they just don't see chairs and they smell the floor and they're scared. There should be things that animals can involve themselves in while they're waiting, because it's already stressful. And as we get more into the education of how the psyche works on an animal approaching a veterinarian hospital, there's a lot that we can learn. As much as there is more for us to learn about the entry to a hospital itself, because it's already an intimidating situation, and also for children. So there might be something in the color coordination and the idea of the psychology of space and design that I think you're going to get into, Sherry, that will maybe make this short reading more sensible to you, if it isn't already.
Okay.
But look for a taller
okay.
building near or around a hospital that would employ a lot of people. And I think that might be one link to answering your question.
Okay. Would this be soon or?
I would say that my expectations are before the year is over.
Okay.
Okay. Keep us posted.
Okay, great. Okay, thank you very much. Have a great day.
You too. Thank you. Okay, 262. Hello, Amy.
Hi, how are you?
Hi. I thought it was your number. Good. She's 1229.69. Doing all right. How are you?
Yeah. I'm feeling pretty good. So,
did you have your test?
No, I have it scheduled for Monday. So
it's Monday. Okay.
Go. Yeah, so I'm not too nervous, actually, this time. I mean, the last time I had it scheduled, I was so nervous, and it was just, I think, not the right time. So I'm not feeling really nervous, but that kind of makes me nervous.
Well, don't get nervous about nothing.
I know.
Boy.
That's funny. Word, but it seems so goofy. So,
can you talk right into your phone? Because we can't hear you.
Sure.
Is that better?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, so I think that, I don't know. I guess my question is, am I missing anything? I mean, I almost feel too peaceful. And so I think that's just a new thing for me, to feel peaceful. I got to a good place, and I've probably not been there in forever.
Okay, so let me review with Neil real quick. Remember Amy? Amy is taking an acupuncture test, or not an acupuncture test. Acupuncture, you should get licensed as an acupuncturist in her state. And so she's just wondering if the reason she's feeling so calm is, you know, if there's something she should be worried about because she's feeling so calm. When normally she's nervous about tests because she's had other tests that have not gone as well as she'd hoped.
Well, I don't know if the calmness has as much to do with your results as it has more to do with your state of being.
Right.
To be an acupuncturist, you need to be calm. And you're
correct.
Dealing specifically with stressful people. So the rule of thumb is that as you learn to be calm, even in an existential dilemma of sorts, where there's several unknown variables, you're going to be a better acupuncturist, because if you don't know how to be calm and your calmness is contingent on the environment itself and the conditions of the environment, you're not going to do a good job. But if you remain calm and you actualize yourself in your work through the energy fields of others who may not be calm, you're going to be able to sustain a certain amount of stability and balance and things like that. So I think it's more a sign of your maturity level, Amy, than any indication of whether you're going to get something or not. But to me, that is a sounder basis for optimism about your future than whether you were just being calm because you might get the results. You just don't want to be an acupuncturist. You want to be a good one. You want to be one that's effective and that knows how to control the environment. So the first way to control that is through calmness. And the universe wouldn't be feeling calm if your path wasn't meant to go to that higher direction. So I think what I'm trying to say is that the fact that you're feeling calm is a good sign about you accomplishing your goals and getting where you're needing to go, because that's going to be part of the characteristic of your job description. Does
that's
that make
awesome.
Sense to you?
It does.
Yeah.
Can I ask you a question? It is related to taking the exam. My partner suggested, because it's going to cost like $10 to park at the place to take the exam. The logic of that blows my mind, but he suggested I drive to where he's working and he'll take me to the exam and then pick me up later. And that kind of threw me, because I don't know if I was thinking, you know, I have to do this alone. Maybe I was doing the old paradigm of, you know, abandonment or something. I don't know what I was doing, but when he said that, it kind of threw me and I didn't really give an affirmative answer. So I think I'm asking you guys, is that a good idea? So it seems like it is, to let him drive me there and pick me up. I don't know.
Or
why
just go alone so you can, you know, maintain your
or is it,
focus
is this
and
endeavor?
I mean, I don't see anything wrong with him driving her, but if, you know.
Well, you know, you get into the idea of, there's a couple of ways to examine this. One, okay, so let's look at this objectively. One, you drive yourself, you get in an accident. Two, he drives you, you get into an accident. In other words, who's ever behind the wheel, it changes the dynamics of our destiny or our situation. So is it to say that by him driving you there, you're going to avoid an accident? Or by him driving you there, you're going to get into one? Or by him driving you there, it has nothing to do with an accident, but it has to do with an energy field.
Or, yeah, like an energy field as far as her doing well on the test or not well, which I think is why you're concerned.
Yeah.
That his
right.
energy
and I think
may interfere.
What I'm asking.
Is it the right energy for us to blend that on that day, or is it the does it seem like it would be the right energy for me to, you know, do it myself? I'm still going to run into people, so.
You know, I think your question is an interesting one because I can't avoid the dynamics of that question. Because we're talking about energy fields and doing things on your own, or whether, you know, it's meant that you combine your efforts with your significant other there and work through it. The way I'm thinking about it is, if you're going to do doctors and acupuncturists, when they're working on somebody, it's not like they say, oh, everybody can be in the room. You know, bring your mother, bring your grandmother. Hey, let's bring the whole waiting room in and see how we're going to work on you. You know, there's a certain exclusive attitude between patient and doctor, if you will, that is intimate. Now, the idea of intimacy with your significant other, you know, whether it's a karmic situation,
you know,
that he takes you there.
He's a seven, by the way. I just wanted to let you know. They're a 7-3 energy.
Well, and it's $10 for the parking?
It's $10 for the parking.
I would say to let him drive you there.
Okay, and that's why he's very frugal. I mean, and wise. He's done well for himself in his life. So when he sees a cost and thinks it's a little unreasonable and we can avoid that in a healthy way, I tend to listen because it seems to have made sense in his life without being annoying. He's not annoyingly frugal. It's just responsible. So just from that level, more than the cost
is the reason for the advice. I mean, yes, the 7-3 equals a 10, which is the cost of the parking, but them joining together is more, you know, being the unity of energy and the test being positive is more the reason for the answer. And you guys have, 7 and 3 are kind of sacred master numbers together. So,
yeah. And I think that there's a sense of, maybe it's also deeply more concerned with the sense of his involvement in participating and helping you. So I don't see this as being negative. And if you're looking at whatever factor, the independent clause, or you'll do it on your own, or you know, whatever, I don't think it's a matter of that. I think it's a matter of union, because you're working towards your union with patients. And I think this is a contribution towards the union you have with your significant other in terms of making it a joint effort. So I would say to let him drive.
Yeah, I think so too. I guess I don't know why I wanted to ask, but.
Well, because it's good to get a second opinion. I mean, perspective other than your own is helpful.
It seems important to him to be able to help in some way, because the material is beyond he doesn't really touch it. It's just, you know, if somebody's not in that field, it doesn't even make sense. So he wants to help.
Well, that's okay, because this is his way of supporting you, even though it may not be his life path.
Yeah. So that's pretty wonderful.
Okay, Amy, well, let us know what happens.
I will be
thinking of you, putting out energy, praying, et cetera, et cetera. So
I appreciate it. Yep. And I feel pretty calm. So, you know, destiny's destiny.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Keep in touch, Amy.
Weekend. All right.
Yeah. Have a great weekend. Bye. Okay. We have one more caller. We never got to discuss what we were going to discuss, but that's okay. We'll save it for Wednesday. Who's this?
Hi, greetings. This is Dakita.
What's your name?
Dakita.
Dakita. How do I spell that?
D-A-A-K-I-E-T-A.
K-I-E-T-A. Okay. Well, I didn't spell it right on the first try when I wrote it
interesting.
Down.
Interesting. That's a really interesting. Is it T or D?
D as in dog, right? A-A, Dakita.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What's your birth date?
My birth date is 7981. And I also wanted to put my daughter, whose birthday is today, 11-18-99, and see if you can read her energy for today.
11-18-99?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and interesting, because you're born in 81, her day is 18, so there's that inverted.
Mm-hmm.
energy.
Oh, yeah. I chose that day, too. I had
you chose her
20th.
Day of birth?
Yes. I had the 20th, which I said, hell no. And I said the 18th.
Why? Was it because of your year? Did you do that on purpose?
No. Purposely, I had a cousin born on the 20th, and I found that she's very devious, and it's funny because my children's father's birthday is the 20th, and how ironic. I left from one family to the mate, so that's my little double conundrum.
Did I do that right? Yeah, and so interesting because, Dakita, you're an 8, and your daughter's you're a 35 equals 8. Your karmic number is 35. 8 is your master number. 39, 12, 3 is your daughter's karmic number and master number. She's compounded, so you have to reduce twice. 39 reduces to 12, reduces to 3. But what's interesting, I mean, aside from other things we could talk about, but we don't have a lot of time, is the 8-3 is in her. So Dakita, your daughter is born 11-18, right? So...
Mm-hmm.
So that those ones in her month and first day equal a 3, which is her master number, and the 8 in her last number in the day matches your master number. So that's an additional karmic connection.
Now, not only that, but the months 7 and 11 add up to 9, which is your day.
Yeah.
And the 18-9 adds up to 18, which is her day.
Wow.
Yeah, there's a lot of connections. And you couldn't have known that when picking the day. I mean, that the 8 and 3 would show up, you know, that she was going to be a 3. You weren't adding up her day to see what master number or karmic number she'd be, I'm certain. But anyway.
Again, the years also add up to an 8-1, which is an inverted day for your daughter. So your daughter and you, what I'm going to say is this. There's a past-like tribal connection. So most of our past lives were based on tribes, most of us. And there was a tribal connection between you and your daughter where I see you living in a very natural setting, tribal setting. There was a lot of ritual in terms of custom tribal jewelry and adornments and a real strong energy of dance and cooking and flavor. Depths of study of tribe, the mother and daughter has a very strong connection to tribal custom. And so they carry those traditions very deeply. Now, that occurred between you and your daughter. And I think that as we move now forward in time, we go into our time machine. The element of mother and daughter has returned once again. It's the roles aren't even reversed. It's returned once again.
Did she have a specific? I don't want to interrupt you, Neil. I'm sorry. Did you have a specific question though? Because we only have 1 minute.
Okay. I'm gonna be honest with you. I'm getting the God chills right now because specifically I was gonna ask if in the past life what happened to her as
you're right.
to yeah exactly. No,
perfect.
I'm
you're
head to toe
talking
right
about
now.
What you want to talk about so.
Well, in the past life, Dakita?
Dakita. Don't call her a dork.
It's all right. It's all right. I even got it wrong growing up. Don't worry.
Don't worry. You know what? Believe me, it's happened to me too all my life. It's terrible. Dakita.
Dakita, in the past life, your daughter was a gifted young person in the interpretation of song and dance. So in the custom.
Wow.
Does that make sense?
When she was younger, she did sign language to What a Beautiful World, and I cried. I had an uncontrollable cry because, you know, she's in special ed, and they're saying that she's severely learning disabled, and I'm there like, ain't nothing wrong with this child.
No.
So,
your child is actually gifted, and the past life journey that I took where I saw your daughter being gifted in the language of song and dance, moved over into this world where you signified and validated her sign language to a beautiful world, which is, again, a Louis Armstrong
song.
You know, famous. He put a stamp on that song.
Yes, he did.
And he was a master of music and good cheer, and he was a beautiful human being. So I think there's a past life there. I think there's even a past life there that there might have even been a connection to the three of you in that tribal zone. So your daughter's a gifted person, and special ed is emphasized as gifted education. So I think your daughter is gifted.
Well, I'm trying to fight back tears.
No.
Oh, what a beautiful birthday gift.
Well, hopefully she'll be able to hear the reading, Dakota.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I'm going to let her listen to it because, you know, she's in pottery now, and she cried because she's like, but I don't look like everybody else. And I say, you're not supposed to. You're supposed to do you. You know, and your hands is uniquely imprinted to you. Leave your mark and don't be afraid to. Because when you see her do things, you know it's her who did it and not anyone else. And I just wanted her to get that concept of uniquely feeling who she is. So I thank you.
Yeah. Real quickly, the pottery is the dance of the hands. The hands have to dance during pottery. So it's all good.
It's all good.
It's all good.
what a topper.
What a wonderful world.
God. No, but Dakota, it sounds like you're a great mother too. So good for you.
Oh, thank you.
For shaping her and happy birthday to her. And hopefully you'll call us back.
I definitely will. And thank you. Enjoy your weekend. Thank you.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, we're back on the air tomorrow. What am I talking about? Wednesday at 10 a.m. Pacific.
You're caught,
I'm distracted, I guess.
You're caught a nanny. Huh?
Jeez, giving us too much work here. We're back on the air on Wednesday. We're not going to be on the radio tomorrow. Wednesday, next week. What day is that? The 23rd? Oh, no. You know what? Maybe that's why my tongue slipped. We're actually on the air on Monday. Because of the holiday, so we have a change in the schedule. We're back on the air on Monday, the 21st, and then we'll be on again, I believe, on the 23rd, and then we'll be off for the week after that. So we hope you join us on Monday at 9 a.m. Pacific. Thanks, everybody, for your participation. We appreciate it. Bye-bye.